All right, time to get to some group therapy here.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Chelsea says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm at a little loss here, and I thought I'd reach out to you all.
All right.
I'm 26, just married into a family with two kids.
Yeah.
Now, my man's kids are 8 and 13.
Oh.
I get along nicely with the 13-year-old. We both love shopping, watching the same TV shows. The 8-year-old boy is a whole different story. This kid is feisty. He gives me the you're not my mommy routine. I'll ask him to do simple chores around the house. He always has to talk back. My husband tells me his son's going to come around. He says it's just a phase. I don't want to be disrespected after joining the household, but I also don't want to be a mean parent. I just want to fit in.
Yeah.
So how can I get him to come around? Any other step-parents have some good advice on how to fit in? Thanks so much.
Man, I was that boy.
Yeah.
That, okay. That was, yeah. When my parents got a divorce, you know, my stepmom, like, I was like, nah, good luck.
Oh, I
was,
wow.
Yeah, I was not, I mean, now, you know.
You came around, but
yeah, I was going to say, they've been married for way longer than my parents ever were married. And so obviously, you know, everything worked out. My dad, my stepmom's been in my life for a long, long time now. And
how old
she's
were
fine.
You when this happened?
Oh gosh, 10. So okay, I wasn't so too much older
you
than
were close.
He.
Yeah. So, yeah. So was it just kind of maturity and just as time went on, you realized, okay, this is real deal. She's sticking around, I guess.
No, I don't even think that ever entered my head.
Oh.
Like, but it was just a maturity, maybe. I don't think there was one particular thing that won me over. It was, I think, just time.
That's not what she wants to hear.
No, no.
She wants a quick fix.
She wants a,
how do
hey,
I win him over today?
Take him to the, you know, Dairy Castle, get him a little soft serve, and it'll be great. Right. No. I mean, so, yeah, there is that line that you got to walk of still being, quote, a parent.
Right.
And doing, because those kids still need to have the parental guidelines and things like that. And hopefully the mom is
helping to reinforce that.
Helping to, and it's not like a bitter thing where they get home and the mom is like, she is terrible.
Right. We don't
because
know
if she's
the
hearing,
dynamic there.
Because if the kids are hearing she is terrible
right.
from the mom, they're going to side
their
with
alliances
mom.
Is always
yeah,
going to be with mom.
They're going to side with the mom. So that's going to be an issue. All right. So time is my answer, so good luck. 502-795-1997 is our number. I don't know. Maybe you were in the same situation I was. Maybe you are that step parent.
Yes, and maybe some advice on how you start to lay the groundwork to find some sort of common ground, get to the point where you can start with having him respect you.
Yep.
In the parental realm.
All right. We'll get to those coming up on 99.7 DJX. So the good news for Chelsea, our listener here in group therapy on 99.7 DJX, is that there are a lot of people who've been in her situation and can offer up, you know, their experience of, you know, kind of what went down. We got a text from a listener who said, look, I had the same issue with my stepson until one day told him he's got to get his room cleaned or I'd take his Xbox away. He didn't clean it, took the Xbox. He went to dad to get it back. He said, she told you what was going to happen if you didn't listen. So then he started having a lot more respect for me once he saw dad had my back.
Yes. Dad has to be, he's the key in all of this.
Yeah. Andrew, the Love Doctor calls her show, offers up that advice. Not a real doctor, but, you know.
But he's our resident expert.
Yes, exactly.
We don't require credentials.
Right. What's your take?
Well, this is a little bit tricky. Ben's a little bit right from a standpoint is time will eventually help that. But what I want to know, and it's more detail that we don't know, the husband has got to make sure that his son understands the concept of them being married. She's going to be, I mean, he just can't be, oh, it takes time just and ignore it. He's got to lay the groundwork as well and side with his spouse in this situation. So the child can see that there is a joint effort here going on, not just one.
He needs to stop kind of blowing off the situation and sit him down and say, listen, this is the deal now. You need to respect her. No, she's not taking the place of your mother, but she is in our lives now as a parent, another parent.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a tricky situation, that's for sure. And I can understand how Chelsea is just, she just wants to be a part of the family, you know, and running into those.
But if mom is still hurt over the situation, make it even more complicated.
Right. Yeah. But that should have been squared away before they got married. You should have had this conversation with his child.
Thank you, Andrew, the love doctor. Appreciate it.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right.
Yeah, Amy from Eminence on the text says, disrespect needs to be nipped immediately. Ain't enough is young enough to get this under control. It will get worse with age. You're not their friend. He will not respect you until you stand your ground. You're not supposed to be their friend, but the spouse has to back you up 100%. Her other half has to sit this kid down, tell him that any requests coming from her are also coming from him. If he wants to, you know, disobey, then he's going to have some consequences, as if he said, you know, not to his biological parent.
You know, Tish brings up a good point on text. She says one-on-one time goes a long way.
Yeah.
He might want the same relationship with you that the older child has, but just doesn't know how to get there.
Yes.
And be interested in what he likes. And then Tish goes on and says, my 10-year-old, who also has a step-parent, says maybe he just wants to be sure you're sticking around.
Yes.
So that's good from a kid's perspective. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, probably coming from them, well, my parents were married and they're not anymore. Mm-hmm. So even though you're married, is that going to be the case in the long run? So yeah, maybe trying to figure out his interests, try to maybe do some things that, you know, interest him together, try to start forming that bond.
I know.
Okay, we're listening.
You need to teach him, because I think 8 is old enough, teach him how to make your favorite cocktail.
What is wrong with you?
That's what I ended up doing.
What?
I was making gin and tonics for my dad and my stepmom.
What?
When I was probably 10,
that
11.
That is not good advice. That is not what we do. But we don't teach an 8-year-old how to mix cocktails.
But they praise me on how well I did it.
That's not what we do. No, we play video games with them or something.
Listen to me. Because
this is not good advice.
This is real life advice.
Uh-huh. Okay, are you done?
Am I done?
Are you done?
I'm just saying. It just occurred to me. It that may have been a thing. It was like, hey, they praised me on my ability to sling some cocktails.
That's not appropriate.
I turned out to be a well-adjusted person.
That's good for you, but we are not going to pass that along as, hey, try this.
So, Chelsea, I don't know what your favorite cocktail is.
Stop talking.
Let's assume it's a gin and tonic.
No.
Just teach him once.
No, we're not.
And so when you and your new husband.
Teaching 8-year-olds to mix alcoholic beverages.
Well, then do
stop talking.
Then do it. Have the 8 and 13-year-old both do it.
Don't make me turn off your. I'll walk around there and turn off your microphone right now.
Your cheeks are getting flushed, and it's and
because
I
it's
just
very
don't
bad,
understand.
Very bad advice, and I don't need hate emails coming in because oh my God, did you hear what they were talking about on the radio? They were trying to encourage kids to mix alcoholic beverages. What is that? Send your complaints to Ben Davis.
Listen,
care of WDJX.
I was just the pawn in this.
Oh,
I was the kid.
You're just you're just saying, well, this worked for our family. I'm not going
I'm saying
to
it
sit
could
here,
work
though,
for them.
We cannot use these big microphones and this radio station to encourage that 8-year-olds start mixing alcoholic beverages. We cannot do that.
Elizabeth texts in all caps, no Benjamin Aaron, no.
Thank
well,
you.
Well done on the middle name. That is my middle name.
Yeah, exactly. It's spelled the correct way.
All right.
No.
Fine. Don't take that. Just get the dad involved.
Right.
Show interest in what his interests are.
Yes. One-on-one
time.
Play some video games together. Do not mix alcoholic beverages. What is... Seriously? People are going to just hear a portion of that. And complaints are going to roll in. There's going to be a meeting.
I'm just telling my story.
No, but
no
you
one
are
can
also
be upset at my story.
Others to try it.
I'm just telling
it
my story.
For you.
This is my story. It's unique to me.
Find an age appropriate activity and try to bond with the kid. Get dad on board. He's got to back you up. That's the story.
I've just never made you a gin and tonic.
Stop talking. Stop it!
You might change your mind if I make you Jen and Ty.
No! No, first of all, I don't like Jen. It's got to be a doctor.
I'm telling you, though. Stop. Way I make them.
Hit the button.
Okay, fine. Hey, Chelsea, hopefully this has all helped.
It hasn't helped at all.
Don't say that.
Don't start mixing cocktails with the kid. That's what we're leaving with.
Fine. You do your way. I'll just continue to live my own story.
This is really why you're not a counselor by trade.
That is group therapy.